All right, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, and this is episode 12, Beautiful Music.
Blah.
I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And, this is the last episode that we're going to be recording where we're physically in contact for a while.
Yeah, for a long while.
It's back to Skyping it.
Which is okay.
Which is okay, because we've got some new features with Skype that we're going to be rolling out here fairly shortly, and I think you guys are going to like it. So, it's been fun.
It's been great.
It's been...
swell. It's been great.
Gonna have the whole world on a plate.
Okay, that's all another that's podcast.
Enough. Yeah, I would say don't sue us, but I think that's public domain, and Ethel Merman's dead by now.
But anyway,
rest her soul.
There's a little tribute.
We love Ethel Merman. We love show tunes. But moving on. We do have a little business to attend to, as always.
You can't have fun without a little work, too.
That's right. That's right. You got to work hard for the money. But you got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best girl gaming and anime podcast ever.
Ever.
And if you like, you can submit questions, comments, or just send us some shout-out love at our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-333-8985. It's a free call for you. It's free love for us.
I love that.
I do. I love the free loving. But I think we've said that before.
Yes. Well, we're emphasizing that we want more love.
And if you want to enter our sweepstakes, the weekly and monthly, all you have to do is go to the website and click on the Hit Us Up link, fill out the form. All fields are required, people. And that gives you an entry to win free stuff.
And don't you love free stuff?
You know you want the candy.
Because it's good.
Which brings us to this week's candy bitch.
We have a wiener.
Drum roll. Chris, you got candy, bitch.
Yummy candy.
Yay.
So we'll be giving out an email so we can get your contact information so we can send it to you.
Yes.
So you can enjoy it, take a picture of yourself with it, and give it back to us so you can we can put you in our lovely candy hall of fame.
Yes, thing. The candy bitches hall of fame. I would call it the glory bitches, but that's a different thing, so.
Yeah, that's totally a different thing.
And a totally different podcast.
And I don't think Chris is that kind of fella.
No. And if you are, you know, that's totally cool.
That's your thing.
That's your
totally
thing.
Your thing.
You know, do whatever makes you happy.
Do it up.
As long as, kid.
As
long as everybody is a willing participant and nobody gets hurt.
And you're safe.
Yeah, definitely got to be safe. We promote safety here, people. Safety first.
Safety first. Pleasure second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, but anyways,
congratulations to Chris.
Yay. Enjoy your candy and keep posting because who knows, you might win a t-shirt.
That's true. Because once you win candy, you can't win candy
again.
But once you win candy, you still have a shot at winning a t-shirt. Once you win a shirt, you can't win another shirt.
Nope.
Unless we do another completely different sweepstakes. Which could happen.
Very much, yep.
Yeah, it could.
But keep posting, keep sending us love, and who knows?
You can get free stuff.
Hey, free stuff's always good.
I like free stuff. Who doesn't like free stuff?
Well, there are some people like, oh, I want to pay for everything. It's like, then pay for me.
Really? Buy mine, buy hers, you know.
Heck, buy everybody's.
Really?
Shit.
The guy down the street, you know, he's willing to work for food. Why don't you hook him up with something?
Man.
But anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm digressing.
Yeah, we are digressing. But congratulations to you.
Moving on. As far as other business goes, let's see.
Do we have any?
I don't think we really have any other business. We've been talking with some people over in the UK. Big ups to the UK. And they put out a magazine that I read their first issue. It's a online webzine, so you can download the PDF. And I think they're up to, like, issue 2 or issue... They're getting ready to come up with issue 3 here in a month or so. And the magazine's pretty good. They call themselves Played, P-L-A-Y, period, D.
Cool.
And it's some good stuff. Funky. It's some funny stuff. And you will most likely see some things coming from them appearing on the website. If you want, you can check them out. Just Google Played and you'll find them. Check it out.
Please do.
When you stop by the site, let them know that you heard about them from us.
Because hearing from us is like hearing it from somebody really big and famous. Sort of.
Or something like that.
Maybe.
Probably what we eventually want to do.
Well, not right now, but maybe.
But down the road, we definitely want to do that.
Yeah!
But anyway, I'm going to get ready to turn it over here to Pandalicious because I'm just going to kick back and wait for the pizza guy.
Yes, because we're waiting for our food.
We're waiting for food because, you know, you got to get your food in, people. You can't play games and really be good unless you're nourished. Yeah. And I don't think there's any better nourishment for when you're about to do a serious gaming session than some pizza.
And beer?
Definitely pizza and alcohol.
Unless you're underage, because then, you know, beer exactly. is illegal.
Because we don't want to encourage underage drinking. No. Because underage drinking is bad.
Very bad.
It's naughty.
Don't do it.
It's against the law.
Or at least don't get caught.
It's against the law.
Yeah.
And we'll leave it at that.
Oh, shame on me.
Yes.
Shame. Shame upon you, Pandalicious.
Shame, oh, I am so ashamed.
Shame.
But anyway, that's all the new business that we have for right now, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Panda. What you going to do?
All right, guys. I know I've been posting a lot about manga, and I really haven't been jumping on the anime scene, and I've kind of been dealing with a game addiction.
Wow. Oh, you think? Do you think? I mean, seriously, the other night when I was on the network, Mom asked me to remove the game from your hard drive. She goes, can you do that? Like, well, I can see the application file right now. She goes, can you just trash it? just hook a sister up for a little while. That should tell you right there, the addiction's pretty bad. Because, people, I've been here for a while, and with the exception of, like, the podcast recordings, I don't even know that this chick's been around. But that's another podcast. Please continue.
But I've been walking away from WoW a little bit to play other games.
Only slightly.
But with amazing enthusiasm for one in particular, which I will be mentioning in a couple of seconds. You know, those memory games, you know, like Memory and like
Simon?
Yeah, them too. And like the Bop It games and the...
Oh, and that jumble one where it looked like the little spike thing that used to jump around and make babies, you know, pee themselves with laughter. But it had like the colors and numbers on the little spikes. And you had to,
it was like Mind Blaster.
Yeah, it was something like that.
And you had to, like, twip it over. And
yeah, it would, like call out a number or a color. And you had to, like, make that the spike that was on the top.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. I can dig.
Well, that's old school. You know, now, with these beautiful consoles that we have and our new evolution in gaming, you know, we've got memory games on consoles. And guess what? They all have music to them. Or at least the ones that I've been playing as of late. The last time Ninja Sister came, you know, down to visit the family, you know, me and the parents.
The parental units.
She had brought forth to me a game, urging me to play.
I like that, I brought forth upon to you.
Yes, because it was just that profound that I had to illustrate it in such a way.
That's deep.
And, you know, at first, you know, when I was playing it early morning, I believe Saturday morning, you know, in front of the mother and the ninja, and realize just how sucky my memory actually is. And this game, you know, very old school, Space Channel 5. Don't know if you've heard of it.
Ba-ba-da!
Bum-ba-da!
You know you've heard of it.
You probably have. You probably looked at the store and going, what the fuck is this? And, you know, just went and grabbed, you know, God of War or whatever. But let me tell you, it doesn't look all that appealing. When you first kind of play it, you're like, what? But it's addicting. Because not soon after Ninja departed, I had to go to my nearest EB and try to find it. Didn't find it the first one, found it the second one. Got it for $7 because it's just that old of a title. And had to play it till I beat it. And the parents didn't care for that because I put it on the big TV. And the volume was up.
The surround sound.
Yes, that Ninja hooked up. For us, yeah. While she was here. She's our techie.
I like that.
And, yes. You know, it's got this crazy What is it? Like a, it's like doo-wop-y, you know.
Well, it's more like 60s pop.
Yeah, 60s, you know, style music, you know, with the whole, the trumpets and the, you know, I could just don on like a sundress.
It's very funky.
Yeah.
It's a groovalicious type of music.
You know, and I have
like a D-Light almost, like kind of.
Okay, well, I don't know genres of music all that well, but this was something I wasn't accustomed to listening on my iPod.
Well, I was talking about the group D-Light, you know, because remember, the groove's in the heart.
Oh, okay, that's
don't
right.
Don't sue us. Because the main character in the game, Ooh La La, is actually, or was actually, modeled after the lead singer of D-Light. And then that's where the battle came in when they did the sequel.
But. Okay. Well, anyway, so you play as Ooh La La, who is this caster for Space Channel 5. You know, and she's reporting all the news that's happening in space. But, you know, shit happens. As usual, we wouldn't have a game, we wouldn't have a story without problems.
That's right.
And you pretty much have to battle your way through by listening to the music and all the do's and the wops and the all of that. And you have to keep sync. And it's memory. So, you know, someone will give you directions. You know, like, you know, the directionals left, right, up, and down. You know, and they give you buttons, you know, X, square, circle, and triangle. And you have to mash them in perfect success and, succession. Yeah, because I can't speak. And hopefully...
It happens when you're hungry.
Yeah. So it kind of happens. If you mess up, you know, you lose ratings. If you lose all your stars, game over, you gotta try again. So, you know, battling through this game, there were a lot of ups for Pandalicious. Many downs for Pandalicious, and a lot of two for Pandalicious. At first, I didn't think I was really going to like this game, but I really did come to love it, to the fact that I own it. And I probably will play it, actually, after we do this, unless I get zapped into WoW. But I probably won't, because I'm actually in the mood for music. But, you know, I would, you know, if you can find it, try it out, because it's kind of addicting. You know, and, you know, then, on the same visit, Ninja brought forth another musical game.
So you're not going to talk about Space Channel 2?
Space Channel 5 has two discs, the first disc and the second disc. I prefer the second disc over the first one.
Well, hold on just a minute. That's not exactly accurate. See, what happened was, Space Channel 5, the first game, actually came out and debuted on the Dreamcast. Back in the day.
Which was a Wednesday.
Yeah, it was a Wednesday, as a matter of fact. It was a cold, rainy Wednesday. The kind of day that you just want to go out and have a smoke, sit by your car, and be in black and white. And then the dame walked in. She had legs. And went, sorry.
Whoa.
That, too, is Bobby. Another podcast. That, too, is yet another podcast.
Ahem.
But it came out on the Dreamcast, which is when I played it for the first time. And it did okay on the Dreamcast, like a lot of games on the Dreamcast, but the system itself wasn't very popular, so not a whole lot of people knew about it. So then they were working on the sequel, and they were going to bring over the first game and the sequel to all the platforms. So it was going to come out on the Xbox, on the GameCube, and on the PS2.
Wish they had, I probably would have picked it up.
Yeah. And then they got into the legal entanglement with the lead singer, whose name is escaping me right now, from D-Light, because they never agreed on using her likeness in the game, and so they never signed anything, so they tried to make Ooh La La look less like her, but it's still obvious that if you're a D-Light fan, you know that is totally that chick. So, as they were gearing up to release the special edition, which would have the port of the first game, the original game, and then have the second title. The legal battle ensued. They went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then they finally settled. But at that point, they had expended so much money that they decided just to release the special edition on the PlayStation 2. And so that's why you get the bundle with Space Channel 5 and Space Channel 5.2.
Okay.
In the one box.
See? I didn't know the backdrop. Thank you, Ninja.
I thought I'd hook you up.
But anyway, try it out. I doubt you'll dislike it. Unless you're not a big 60s fan music person.
Or unless you got no skills.
Yeah. I didn't have skills when I started, but, you know, with time and patience and, you know, parents not being home very often, you learn very quickly, or at least within a couple of days. But on to the second game that Ninja, once again, brought to my attention.
I be dropping gems of playitude.
Oh, Ninja's the one to go to for games. But this game in particular, you know, it was a lot more simpler than Space Channel 5. So I thought, okay, I could do this one. That's what I thought. Mad Maestro.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm currently in search for this game because it's extremely hard to find. And when Ninja came this time around, she brought it, and of course I did play it for a little while. But
when I could get her off the computer from playing WoW.
When she could get me away from WoW, I was on one of these three musical games that I'm bringing to your attention. But, you know, this game, I think, came straight over from Japan.
Yeah, basically, it was part of Fresh Games. What had happened was the official PlayStation magazine had been highlighting games that would only debut in Japan in a little column. And so games like Mr. Mosquito were in that column.
And I heard about that game too.
And so many people were asking about these games because they were such oddball little titles that they really, really wanted to play them. That I think it was either Atari or Activision, I can't remember, that created a new game division that they called Fresh Games. And basically what they did was they ported over some of these titles that they thought would translate well enough over here that they could get a little bit of a genre. And they basically just did a quick port over and decided to charge less for these games. So all of the games that came out under the Fresh Games banner were all $20 titles.
Booyah.
And so, Mad Maestro was one of these.
Okay. So anyway, yeah. You play as this little conductor, his name's Tact, you know, and he's trying to save this music hall, you know, and there's this little fairy, you know, and she's like, I'm the spirit of music, you know, there was so much music here, but there isn't, and I want to help restore it, and I want to help you save this music hall, you know, so we need your conducting skills to do that. So, you know, there are all these little problems that are going around, you know, in the little town that you live in, you know, and you bring your little orchestra with you, and, you know, you play these classical songs. So, yes, now I'm backtracking to classical music. You know, I should have gone with Mad Maestro first because I would have shown the evolution of music, but, you know.
Whatever.
But whatever. You know, so it's all classical. Yeah. So it's all classical music, like Bach and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky, and you name it, this game has it. You know, and there's these four little circles. If you kind of look like a baseball diamond, you know, they tend to put them in the center of your screen. And there's this little yellow cue ball that bounces in between each of these four dots. You know, and they're color coding, like, around the rims to help you determine how hard or soft you mash your X button. Because this is for a PlayStation 2. You know, and you have to hit each of these circles with the right type of toughness, along with the pace of the song, which does change. So don't think you just have to hit dun dun, no, because that might be like dun 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 na 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 na, stuff like that, you know. And you go through this whole game doing this, and as you're doing it, if you're hitting everything correctly, all this nice stuff's happening. Butterflies are flying around. It's a really cute game. It's kind of what I'd call a saccharine. It's so sweet and it's so cute. You know, and you really want to do well because all these cute things are popping up while you're, you know, acing all these songs. And when you finally get to the end, you know, you're in your concert hall, and the game chooses a couple of songs from the roster that you have to do for you to play again. And hopefully, if you hit these all, you save your music hall.
Yay! And
if you don't, you can try again, and you can try again. And again.
And again. And once more with feeling.
You know, and I'd have to say, so far out of the two that I've mentioned, I prefer Mad Maestro, simply because I took to that one much quicker than I took to Space Channel 5. But there's one more.
There usually is in a trilogy.
Very funny, Ninja.
I'm just helping.
But yes, one more. And Amplitude. Ninja Sister, once again, during this trip, brought this game. She'd been talking to me about this game, and I was like, yeah. Like, that sounds like something you'd play, Ninja, but it doesn't seem like it'd be for me. I don't know if I'm gonna like it. Well, at first, I didn't. Because, you know, I'm a sister. I should have rhythm. And I should be able to get down with my bad self. I don't. Or at least I have a weird sense of rhythm. Which comes every...
It's a little off, is what she's trying to say.
Yeah. You know, because it's got modern music. It's got rap. It's got R&B. It's got, you know, club and house music. And it's got, you know, your angry white boy angst rock, you know, type of alternative pop stuff. So, you know, it's got a mix of everything. And it's bands like, you know, POD and Weezer and Slipknot, which I was surprised at, actually. You know, and Pink and Garbage. You know, everyone that, you know...
David Bowie!
Yes, and David Bowie. Yum.
He's so hot.
Anyway, you know, so you're this little ship, and there are tracks. You know, there's the vocal track, there's the drum track, there's the synth track, whatever is in the actual song. You know, and Ninja had me set up so I could play, you know, she first had me play with her to get an idea of what, you know, this game was going to be like. And she beat me. She beat me bad.
I beat her like she stole something.
Yeah, and I didn't. But anyway, so, you know, you unlock these tracks by hitting, you know, your right, left, or center, which you can program. And if you get this game, please do, because the setup that they have at first is a mind fuck. And, you know...
Nobody likes their mind to be fucked when they're not ready for it.
When they're not ready for it.
No means no.
Yeah. It totally means no. So, you know, set it up so that, you know, it works out for you. You know, and if you hit a certain amount of buttons in the right succession, you play the track for a while so you can move to another one. And you have to accumulate so many points to get to the boss song. And the boss songs have sucked royal bum. But if you beat those, it unlocks a bonus song. You know, and I was addicted. You know, I began to become very competitive with Ninja, even though she totally whipped my butt 3 days from Friday.
If we're going to be technical about it, it was really 4 days from Friday. Because we played it on Saturday.
Anyway.
All right, well, anyway.
You get the idea. Yeah. She beat me a lot.
Like she stole something.
But, you know, the funny part of this whole story that I'm telling you guys about is, you know, like, with the stuff that had rhythm and had a, you know, a thick bass line and a good beat, I would falter on. But when I started hitting towards the alternative side of the music, like with Weezer and POD and Blink-182, Pandalicious Brain was on crack. I was hitting beats that I didn't think were there. And I was dominating in the white boy music world. Which goes to show that apparently I listen to far more
rock.
Yeah, than anything else. Not that there's anything wrong with R&B and all of that.
Not that there's anything wrong with rock.
But it was just a little surprising.
It confounded us.
And it was funny to laugh about.
Mother looked at us with such a queer gaze.
Yeah.
But and not queer eye for the straight guy kind of queer gaze. But what can you do? And we were only playing the game on mellow.
Yeah, we didn't even hit normal. We tried it on normal, and I got my ass handed back to me. I don't know if Ninja got her butt handed back to her.
It's best to not play this game when you've been drinking Hypnotic.
Which is what she's been doing most of the vacation.
Just a tad.
But we've been partying because we don't get together very often.
No.
Had to live it up.
Yeah, had to.
And we did.
Oh, did we.
But anyway, out of all three games, Amplitude... I love it. If it was a man, I would pursue it relentlessly until he was mine.
So do you say that you lust after Amplitude?
Oh, I do. I was dreaming about it the other night, actually. And then the ship went into WoW, which made it 10 times better. But that's just my dream.
That's another podcast.
I know. But anyway, Amplitude. Awesome. The bomb. Please take it from me. Try it out. You'll get addicted. You'll get your friends addicted. And it will be a great party game. And it'll be great to play when you're by yourself. And it's just great. If you can put it in the bathroom.
Did you say it's great to play by yourself? I just want to make sure that that's exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. It is great to play by yourself. And
that's another podcast, so let's move on.
But anyway, I gave it a 10. Out of the three, get that one first. And then Mad Maestro. And then Space Channel 5. They will enhance your memory and your reflex with your fingers.
It's good workout for your brain thing.
For your brain thing.
Yeah, it make brain go smart.
Thank you.
No problem.
But that's all Panda's got for you guys this day. And I'm going to pass the mic to Ninja with what she's got to offer us today.
Well, before I even get into my stuff, I want to talk a little bit more about these games because, as you know, I have all of them, which means I like all of them, and now that I've been able to share this wondrous, wondrous bounty of rhythm game with you.
Oh, it's like treasure.
I can understand. And there goes the dog. But anyway, I have to ask, would you recommend to people?
I'm not.
Okay, well that doorbell means that it was pizza time.
Yummy pizza in my tummy. I'm not starved anymore.
I like that. I like that improv. But basically, getting back to what I was getting to, now that I've played the games, you've played the games, as far as the gameplay goes, out of the three, which do you think is most likely the easiest for lack of better terminology, a musically challenged person could actually get into and enjoy?
I would probably say Mad Maestro.
Why?
Well, because, like, I played it on, you know, easy, so I can only go off of, you know, it being on an easy scale, because I'm sure there are more things that complicate it as you go. You played it on a different difficulty level, so you'd
probably... I played it on all three difficulty levels.
So, but from the level that I played it at, you know, you mash one button in time with your four dots, and you only change how hard you press that dot. You know, and then later on in difficulty, you'll get directionals, you know, but simplistically, it's only one button unless you program it for other buttons. You know, and I think for beginners, that's more, you're more inclined if you're not musically inclined for this game. It's more simple, you know. For those one button mashers, if you can find a beat, this will work.
Okay.
I'd probably say after that one, I would probably have to say Amplitude. Because once again, you've only got three buttons. You know, you don't really, the only directionals would be moving you along the tracks. So it's not like you have to hold the right directional and hit right or like that. I would say Space Channel 5 is a little more difficult because it's like a Simon Says. Or, you know, so they give you the pattern and then you have to mimic it back. Okay. So you have to remember left, right, up, down, hey, hey, hey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's more to Space Channel 5 in button configuration than the other two. Okay. So either Amplitude or Mad Maestro would be a good game for people who aren't overly musically inclined or have really bad memory.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Out of the three titles, which do you think is more easy to get addicted to?
Amplitude. Simply because it's music by people that we most likely all know, unless you've been living under a rock or you're in an Amish, you know, existence. You know,
an Amish existence. I like that.
You know, so unless you're living in a remote area where you don't have radios or believe in electricity, you know, I think you'd be more familiar with Amplitude because you know, the opening song is POD. You know, boom! You know, who hasn't heard at least that part of that song? Right. So you're already like, oh my god, I know that music. This shouldn't be so bad. So that, I think that one's more easy to get addicted to because of the familiarity.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can speak. Familiarity?
Familiarity.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem.
College degree, everybody. It works.
Kids, stay in school.
Please do. But yeah, so I'd say Amplitude is the easiest to get addicted to.
Okay. Now, obviously, one of the games that we've left out here in this rhythm-based section is Guitar Hero.
I haven't played it yet, so I can't say anything about it.
Exactly, because I haven't played it either. I've been kind of looking for an excuse to pick it up. And now that Guitar Hero 2 is, you know, on the verge of coming out, I think I'm just going to have to suck it up and go and get it and try it and play it, because it looks like hella fun. So hopefully, once we can finally get our hands on a copy of it, with the guitar, we'll be able to
rock out, meow,
blaze it up, so to speak, as it were, what it
tap
is.
Tap into some demon flavor.
I just want to, I don't need to tap into the demon flavor. I just want to, you know, tap the keg and, you know, move on, but.
All right!
I do want to rock.
Yeah!
Soupy. Okay. All right, anyway. I guess that means it's my turn now.
Well, then, I guess
it's your turn to chew on pizza.
Yes, I think I shall. So go ahead, Ninja Sisters. Tell us what you have for us today.
Well, today, children, I bring to you a tale of decadence.
Decadence.
Not really decadence. It's just something that I think everybody should do if you have game systems that you've invested any of your own hard-earned cash in.
And even if you haven't, invest some more of your other friends' cash into it.
Yeah, that works for me too. I'm not picky about whose cash it is or where the cash comes from, just as long as the cash is legit and not counterfeit.
That was good.
Thank you, that was improv. This past week, I got some products in from a great company called Decal Girl. Their website is www.decalgirl.com.
Ooh.
And what they do is that they make these skins, wraps, and replacement cases for a multitude of different devices, but mostly for different game consoles and portable gaming machines, so like your Game Boy Advance, the SP, the DS.
You Xbox. Name it, they most likely have a skin for it.
Yeah, because they even have skins for iPods and the Mac Mini. But we got in touch with them because we really wanted to get a hold of some of their products to review and see if they're actually worth, you know,
investing in.
Really. I don't know about you, but I've forked over some serious cash for gaming systems and consoles that have wound up after years of use and sometimes only days of use. With scratches and nicks and not looking all shiny and pretty and sexy.
And dents and possibly being set on fire?
No, none of mine have been set on fire.
Mine have.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on. So, we got in a PSP skin and a skin for the Xbox 360. Right now, I'm going to talk about the PSP skin because I actually have the PSP sitting right here in front of me. And I will be posting later on in the week about my experience with the Xbox 360 skin. But I have to say that I'm very, very impressed. I have to say we're both really impressed.
Yes, because I even had to bug Ninja while we were getting our fly hair done.
Oh, yeah.
If I could touch it. And she let me.
I let her touch my PSP. Moving on. So we got this skin in, and it looks really great. It's like this really neat rose pattern, and it's multiple different shades of red. But basically what this skin does is it basically acts like a cover for all of, or at least the most important exposed areas of my PSP that could get scratched, blemished, and that sort of thing.
And that would totally suck if it got scratched. Or
yeah, it totally would. It totally would. But it came in a really neat package with very simple instructions on how to put this skin on, what to avoid, and all that kind of thing. And it was very easy to follow. And in all honesty, it was really easy to apply because it took me maybe less than 4 minutes total to put this skin on my PSP.
And I totally watched her do it.
Yeah, totally. She was right there.
Yeah, literally.
Well, she was really playing WoW, so I'm not sure that she caught all the details.
I saw her taking it all apart and softly putting it on the PSP. You know, just because I'm playing WoW does not mean I'm not paying attention to what's going on around me.
Sometimes it does. But anyway, I believe you.
Okay.
So I got the skin on, and the first thing that I loved about the skin was that it's a vinyl skin. So it's not like just a straight up sticker that has like really, really sticky adhesive on the bottom that if I wanted to remove it, it would leave like all kinds of like gobbledygook residue on it. So you can, as you're starting to put this skin down, like if you miss a step or get a buckle or puckle or whatever, you can immediately pull it back up and not tear the skin nor leave, you know, traces of it behind or anything like that. So that was the first thing I liked. Because it makes it idiot-proof to actually put the skin on.
I'm an idiot, so if I can put one of these on, anyone can.
Oh, you're not an idiot.
When it comes to
idiotic tendencies.
When it comes to sticky things, I'm not all that great.
Okay, another podcast. Moving on.
I meant stickers.
Then you should say stickers.
I'm sorry.
Moving on. So I got the front part of the skin on, which I found to actually be the easiest piece to put on, which the instructions said would be the most complicated because there were so many holes on the front of the skin, but it actually went on very easy. I think it probably was the fastest piece to put on because it was the piece that was all in one chunk.
So do you say that you sucked on the back part?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Those words never came out of my mouth.
Oh, okay.
But I got the skin on the front and on the back part, and it immediately gave my PSP a different flavor. Like, it really did make my PSP more attractive to me, I thought.
It looks all feminine.
It does, but in a hardcore sort of way, because it's all red roses, and they're different shades, so it kind of looks like blood from far away.
Yeah, it does,
actually.
Then you
get all close, and then you're like, oh, they're flowers. And I'm like, oh, I'm tough, but I'm sweet, too. But I really enjoy having this skin now on my PSP because now it's not dull looking anymore. It kind of has some flavor that reflects, you know, the mood that I'm in. And I really like that. And it protects my PSP at the same time from nicks and scratches and dings. And I have to be honest, we did really put it through the paces because I grabbed some bottle caps and like change and keys and started winging it at my PSP to see if it would scratch underneath. And it didn't. I was really surprised. Like, I have one where, like, the key kind of, like, hit, and it didn't actually hit the part that was covered by the skin, but a port that was open on the side. And so that one kind of scratched it a little bit, but, you know, whatever. But the skin itself, because it actually is vinyl, and so it's pretty thick, it does act as a pretty decent protector for the PSP. Now, I wouldn't drop it off a building or run over it with a car.
Or put it in a bucket of water for 3 days.
Or put it in a bucket of water for 3 days. No, I wouldn't do any of those things. But if you're looking for something to keep your PSP protected while you're in transit, say on the train or, you know, out and you have it in your bag and you want to protect it against, you know, small nicks, cuts, scrapes, and scratches, I would definitely recommend products from Decal Girl because I am so enamored with this skin that I have for this PSP that I'm going to immediately be hitting up their website to order some additional skins that will allow me to basically have a flavor of the month type of thing with my PSP.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it really does. And the other thing that I like after I went to their website is that they have so many different designs that you really can find something that fits what type of gamer or type of mood that you're in. You know, they have a lot of, like, abstract designs. They have a lot of techie-type designs. And, you know, then they have some, you know, pretty plain, you know, solid color designs that are maybe metallic or shiny or even chrome so that you can basically give your unit the appearance of looking different without making it look really freaky.
Right.
So you really can find something that fits your mood.
I really do like the one that you have on this PSP.
Yeah, I really do. I really do. And then after looking at some of the other ones for the PSP on the website, I've decided that I'm definitely going to pick up a couple more of those because it's nice to know that for a very nominal fee, I mean, these skins run between, you know, $7 and I think the most that I saw as far as skins and wraps go, I think is somewhere in the $30 range. That's really a minimal investment in order to keep your box looking like new. but also be a little funky at the same time.
And it's very smooth, guys. Like, I mean, I was, like I said, I, like, stole it from Ninja while we were getting our hair done. And, you know, if I didn't see her putting it on, I would have thought it shipped that way.
Yeah.
Like, it's fit, it's snug, and it just seems to meld with the PSP.
Yeah, like, if you don't actually look at it from the side, you couldn't really tell that that wasn't the case.
So, I mean, it's definitely, this site is definitely a place that if, you know, you really want to jazz up, you know, this could even just be about style, you know, even screw the practicality of it. You know, if you just want something that looks bomb-ass, so when people in your room are like, dude, like, your PS2 fucking rocks. You're like, yeah, dude, decal girl. You should hit them up. Because, I mean, if I get some and I finally have people in my room, that's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely recommend to all of you guys to hit up their website. And when you do, check out their products. I mean, if you don't have a Game Boy, they make Xbox skins. They make GameCube skins. They make replacement cases. So if you really want to void your warranty, you can get a replacement case and actually take the brains of your console and put it in a new case to really get a mod going on. But
that's if you're skilled. Because one fuck up and there goes your portable gaming device.
Yes, or your non-portable console device. So we definitely don't recommend that, you know, you jump in. It's not something to do for the faint of heart as far as the replacement cases. That's really left for the modders.
If you're not an expert, don't try it at home.
If you don't know what an Allen wrench is, you really shouldn't do that.
I don't know what an Allen wrench
is. Yeah, you really shouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
And that's why I really like the skin and the wrap part, because you don't have to be a genius or mechanically inclined to put the sticker on. Well, even though it's not really a sticker.
Right.
You know, and the fact that it doesn't, you know, bond immediately because it's the vinyl and the adhesive that they use, it really truly is idiot-proof as far as actually getting the thing on and making it look good.
So, if I, you know, got one of these decals for my PS2 upstairs, my little baby PlayStation card, I got the little one, and I wasn't exactly straight with the alignment, I could easily just peel it back and retry again.
Exactly.
See, that's because that's where I fuck up, so I never wanted to do stickers because one false move and, you know, then you have to sit there and carefully try to peel it off and then, up, some resin got on it and it's totally fucked.
Exactly. And that doesn't happen with these things. Decal Girl on their website says that you can get a few, you know, replacements as far as taking a skin off and then be able to put it back on and it keep its adhesiveness. I've tried it with this skin, and I've pulled it off 5 times and put it back on, and it's still very sticky, as you can see.
Yes, I can see.
As I'm trying to, like, peel up the corners here.
And she totally is, guys.
So I'm very happy with that as well, because it's a really good quality product for the price that they've put on it. I cannot say enough good stuff about it. Like, I was really expecting to get some of these in and not be that impressed with them, but I'm totally, totally impressed.
I'm impressed.
Decal Girl.
I'm already impressed because I'm not really good with stickers in general, so
yeah.
The fact that you guys are making your money off of this, you know, kudos to you.
Yeah, big time, big time. Because I'll definitely be trying to get my hands on skins and wraps for all of my consoles. Because, I mean, just imagine, if you know that you're going to be getting this console ahead of time, you can order a skin from Decal Girl and have it waiting so that when you get your console, you can immediately put this skin on and know that you've protected your box from looking dingy or getting dirty or getting scratched.
And heck, if you jazz up all your stuff and you've got friends who are consoles look like crap, get them decals.
Don't even get them decals. Just bring them over to the place and be like, ha ha, your shit is busted. Mine looks brand new. And it's funky. And it's funky.
Well, Ninja's very mean. See, I'm always looking to help everyone.
I'm not mean.
Well, why rub it in people's faces? Why not share the wealth?
Because they should have been able to listen to this podcast and already got themselves decals so that their shit didn't look so busted.
Oh, Ninja.
Wah, wah, wah.
But anyway, check them out.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
You really, really should. And if you do, and you end up buying something, let them know in the little field where they said, how did you hear about us, that you heard about them through Electric Sisterhood.
Through us.
Yeah, that would be us. It would be Ninja Sister and Pay Delicious. Because we would definitely, definitely like them to know that we love their stuff.
Their shit.
And you love their stuff, too.
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
So do it!
Yeah. You got to get on that. If you have any consoles at all, anything that you want to keep in good shape, you definitely should try these skins. Because worst case scenario, if you don't like them, you're only out $12, $7 here, and you haven't done any permanent damage to your console.
Technically, I don't think you would do any damage unless you, like, try to take it off with, like, a crowbar.
Some people, you know, you get a few beers.
Or acid.
You know, some people get a few beers in them, and then it's like, I can take it off with pliers, man. I can't catch the corner. And, you know, that's not really Decal Girl's fault. That's your drunk ass's fault.
So don't try to remove it when you're drunk.
Yeah, don't
wait until you're sober. Actually, wait till the next morning.
Yeah.
A little bit after the hangover hour. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then try it.
So that's basically all I have to talk about because I was just so enamored with...
We were very enamored.
Well, yeah, we both were, but I'm just like...
Well, she gets to go home with it.
Yeah, I'm going to be addicted to these things. Like, everything I have, my iPod, if I had a Mac Mini, it would have one. My husband's iPod. I mean, it's just...
Everything is going to have Decal.
Everything's going to have Decal Girl decals on it.
Well, if it... has a skin from Decal, it will have.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, there's even things I forgot to mention. I can't believe I forgot to mention it. That Decal Girl also has a design your own skin thing going on. So that if you don't find a design that you like, you can actually submit your own design to have made into a skin.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, I could get, like, my face
on Decal. I'm actually thinking about designing an Electric Sisterhood.
Guys.
Skin.
Plug.
For Decal Girl.
That's awesome. To make.
So I'm fiddling around with the idea, but I haven't used that process, but if the design your own skin process is as simple and easy
as
to
it
use
appears
as the actual placing of the skin and the quality, then I will absolutely recommend it to people. And then they have a neat little program, too, that if, you know, you design something and they really like it or think that it's cool, that they will actually put it up to sell through the store and you can actually be an affiliate. So, I mean, it's a win-win situation. And, you know, if you want to design a skin for, you know, your school soccer team because you guys get together and play FIFA all the time on the PSP, I mean, that would be...
The bomb.
That'd
be the goal!
I knew you were going to do that. I was so waiting for it because I knew you were going
to
do that.
You had to mention soccer.
I know, I did. You know, the World Cup thing is still sticking in my craw.
So wait, who won? Was it France? Who was right? Was Panda right? Oh, tell me Panda was right.
No, it was Italy.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about it. I'm still very, very upset.
Well, maybe in
Portuguese. Alright, anyway. I think that's really all I have to say about Decal Girl. We do have some questions that came into the website, and one of them that I really liked, I wanted to pull up and I wanted to talk about because we were asked through our form if at any point in time we could put together like a glossary of terms because some of the people who are reading the anime posts and the manga posts can't remember what shoujo is or refers to or shounenai and bishoujo and all that stuff. And I do have some information for all those people wondering the same type of thing. Yes, we are working on putting together a glossary of terms. So to make things easier for myself, who doesn't actually or couldn't actually tell you the difference between shounen or shounenai.
I can.
Yeah, I know you can. I have no freaking clue. So... that thing we're hoping to roll out before somebody got a message.
I know.
You know, ringers are supposed to be off, but whatever.
I forgot to turn it off for the text message. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, silent mode, just whoop. But anyway, we are going to be rolling out a glossary, and we are trying to work out a way to allow you guys, our listeners, and for our readers, adjust definitions that appear in the glossary. Because, you know, we're not perfect. We're human. We might get things wrong sometimes.
I will fuck things up a lot.
Oh, big time.
A big fuck up. But I love it.
And I love her for it. So, the glossary is something that we are working about. We have thought about. Hopefully, we will have it up before the end of the year. We're having little scheduling trouble with that because we've got a few other things that we need to get to before
we can get to that.
But it is
on the roster.
It is on the roster. It's on the docket. It will be coming. It will be coming. So no worries on that.
Just relax and let it go.
Just relax your mind. Let your conscience be free.
A sister's got you.
Yeah, we got you.
We got you.
We got you. But other than that, that is almost all for the podcast.
Almost?
Yeah, because I got to remind you people that you got to keep hitting up the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming and anime podcast ever.
Ever.
You can get in contact with us by either filling out our form on the website. If you click the hit us up link in the navigation, you can fill out the form. You can ask us a question. You can send us a comment. You can just say, hey, I think you're the shit.
You can even ask me for my shoes. Not that I would give them to you.
Yeah, she's not going to give them to you, as that tone indicates. But you can ask. You can ask. Or you can actually call our toll-free number. It's a free call, people. It's 1-888-333-8985. It's a free call for you. It's
free love for us.
And we love the free love.
Yes, we do.
And that's all the business that we have for right now. I'm going to say that this podcast is toast.
This podcast is definitely toast, Ninja.
So what are you going to do with the toast?
I think I'm going to give it to some seagulls because we're eating pizza.
Yeah, I'm thinking that maybe what we should do with the toast is, like, feed it to the dog, because she looks hungry.
She might want some of our pizza.
She can't have the pizza. I don't care. She can have the toast. I'm eating the pizza, motherfucker. Anyway, I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
And we're out.